And now it's Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. City of Villarrica hoping to ensure a better balance of single-family and multifamily homes within city limits. Council mayor and staff will seemingly discuss how to do that over the next 6 months as council this week approved a 180-day moratorium on zoning or permitting new multifamily projects.
There is a housing shortage nationally, including in Villarrica. But at the same time, we have all this growth, but you can only put so many houses on an acre or 20 acres. You can put hundreds of people into an apartment complex in a small area, and they all have cars, maybe two cars in each one. It's the density. Well, it has a lot bigger impact as far as population and traffic and everything.
Mayor Lessa McPherson says the moratorium does not affect any previously approved zonings or multifamily projects already in the works. The city of Bremen has been ranked as the number one city in the state of Georgia for house flipping, according to Atlanta Agent Magazine. The magazine telling Georgia real estate investors looking for a quick fix and flip opportunity to consider the small city near the Alabama border. The magazine refers to home buying site Tomo, who analyzed over 45,000 homes that were bought and sold between 90 and 365 days to identify which cities have the best flipping potential in 2024. Now, Bremen, with a population of 7,200, came out on top, providing the greatest average return on investment among Georgia localities. According to the study, the average initial purchase price for a home in Bremen in 2023 was $107,000, with the average resale coming in at $242,000 for an average increase of $135,000 or a 177% return. Aragon, population 1,500 in Polk County, came in at number two with an average return of 167%, followed by Bowdoin, population 2,200 in Carroll County, was third with a 152% return. The University of West Georgia announcing this week the launch of two new colleges on July 1st, 2024, the College of Mathematics, Computing, and Sciences, and the College of Humanities, Arts, and Social Sciences. The new colleges will be comprised of programs currently housed in the College of Arts, Culture, and Scientific Inquiry, which has seen growth over the past several years, including the creation of new degree programs and the enhancement of existing longstanding degrees. Two seasoned academic leaders have been appointed to serve as interim deans of the new colleges effective July 1st. UWG alumnus and longtime leader Clint Samples will serve as interim dean of the College of Humanities, Arts, and Sciences, and Dr. Renee Butler, joining UWG from her current position at Kennesaw State University, will serve as interim dean of the College of Mathematics, Computing, and Sciences. And they call themselves Southern Gothic Swing, the Circus Band of the Apocalypse, and Americana Gumbo, Mahaley's Grave. The headliners for locals at the Amp in Carrollton this Friday evening, Pickled Holler is the opening act. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.